Welcome to the Craig T. Owens audio blog with Craig's blog posts in audio format to go. Now, here's Craig.
God, our healer. This is a weekly series of things I'm reading and pondering from Charles Spurgeon. O Lord, my God, I cried to you and you healed me. O Lord, you brought my soul up from the grave. You have kept me alive that I should not go down to the pit. Psalm chapter 30, verses 2 and 3. Charles Spurgeon wrote, God is the best physician, even for our bodily infirmities. We do very wickedly and foolishly when we forget God. It was a sin in Asa that he trusted physicians and not God. 2 Chronicles chapter 16, verse 12. If we must have a physician, let it be so. But still, let us go to our God first of all. And above all, remember that there can be no power to heal in medicine of itself. The healing energy must flow from the divine hand. If our watch is out of order, we take it to the watchmaker. If our bodies or souls are in an evil plight, let us resort to him who created them, who has unfailing skill to put them in right condition. As for our spiritual diseases, nothing can heal these evils but the touch of the Lord Christ. If we do but touch the hem of his garment, we shall be made whole. From Charles Spurgeon's book, Spurgeon and the Psalms. God has created us as a soul with a body. I believe that physical ailments can be attended to by a medical doctor, emotional distress should be addressed by a counselor, and spiritual issues should have the wisdom of a pastor. But let's always remember that since God created our body, soul, and spirit, he is the ultimate source of wisdom for any areas that are out of alignment. So as Spurgeon says, seek out a doctor, counselor, or pastor, but go to God first. God may bring divine healing that requires no other intervention, or he may heal through medicine or counseling, but ultimately, he is the healer.
To get in touch with Craig, to read more posts, or to access the huge library of resources Craig has compiled, please check out craigtowens.com.